My name's Patty Foy, and I live in New Mexico, United States, and I'm 56 years old. And I first came upon the looking about a year and a half ago. I had suffered some major losses, like major lifetime, big things. And I was actually in the depths of despair by then. And I have all my life done different spiritual venues, and at this point I was getting some comfort from them, but they just weren't cutting it. And I was completely disillusioned. So when I discovered the looking, I took advantage of every single thing that you have to offer, all the downloads, the interactive meetings. It was great because it was older stuff, but it was still really helpful. And with the interactive meetings, I got all my questions answered, and it really helped. Right from the beginning, I thought this was radical and profound, and I still do. And people call all kinds of things paradigm shifts, but this really is one. And I discovered this for myself as I went along and discovered what it means to look at myself. For a while, I floundered around with it, with how to do that. But within a few months of discovering the looking, I hit on what John was suggesting. And what did it for me was the question, am I? So, like, how do I know that I am, that I exist? How do I know that? And as I try to answer that, I'm looking at myself. And even if I'm not exactly seeing myself, I'm doing all that's required, which is to do the looking. So it's real simple, and I've just been doing that. For the most part, my life itself hasn't changed, but how I experience it has. I still have ups and downs and the gamut of experiences, pleasant and not, but I'm not afraid of them anymore. I don't avoid them. Even difficulties, including my own unpleasant emotions, have a fresh, new, almost good quality because there's an underlying sense of safety. So then everything's just an interesting experience, and that's been huge. I noticed that my emotions have been more on a bit more of an even keel than they used to, and I'm usually pretty enthused about life. And a biggie is that I've got a lot more courage to just be who I am, which has been really liberating. The trickiest thing for me has been the loss of interest in a lot of things that I used to think were important, the main one being my spiritual seeking, you know, quote, spiritual seeking, which I had done and pretty much enjoyed all my life. But it had an edge of desperation that I never even noticed until after I'd done the looking for a while. So now if I dabble in anything, it's just for enjoyment, not because it's going to save me. Or maybe it's helpful to other people, but I also feel like I know they are ultimately already safe and okay too. So sometimes I have the feeling that nothing's important but this, the looking. So I go back and forth with this, you know, with what's my interest, where's my passion. But for now, whatever I'm genuinely interested in has its own meaning to me, and that's enough. In the end, or at least right now, I'm still disillusioned, but that's okay. In an odd way, it doesn't even really matter. In fact, it's probably good. And in a lot of ways, I'm continuing this on faith. I just, you know, and I just realized that it's at a whole new level that I know I have nothing to lose. In the beginning, part of what I loved was that all of this was on a donation basis and there's no charge, so I knew I had nothing to lose to try it. And now I really know at even a deeper level that I never have anything to lose. So that's it. Thank you.